Today is June 4th, 2014, and we're doing lesson number 401 called Distancing the Toes. So begin by lying on your back and taking a moment to sense how you're making contact with the floor today. How your shoulder blades are resting on the floor, your upper back, mid back, and lower back is resting. And then notice your feet and your legs. Just become aware of how much you sense your legs, sense your feet. Do you have an awareness of your toes, or is it more an awareness of just your feet? And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. Go slow enough so you can sense the quality of rolling your head to each side. As you're rolling your head, sense your breath and your breathing. Good. Okay, so we're going to begin with where we've left off. Each week we'll do this. So you're going to bend your right knee, bring your right foot to standing. And just a few times you're going to do that movement of pushing the right foot into the floor, rolling your pelvis to the left. Remember, it's rolling, right? So when you roll the pelvis to the left side stays on the floor and the right side then ends up lifting, right? Because you're rolling, not because you're lifting. And then you come back. And just do that a couple times, noticing how it's becoming much more familiar with your pelvis and your hip joint. Right? This should be as easy and as common to you as it is getting up out of a chair, where you don't think about it anymore. Good. Okay. And let's pause for a moment. You're going to bend the left knee out to the side. You're going to slide the left foot into that gap. You're going to reach down with your right hand and get a hold of the foot and pull it up towards your buttocks, and then continue to roll to the left, right? Keep that right knee standing. Don't let the right knee fall, right? Some of you, as soon as I add in one other direction, your right knee tips over, right? That is consistent, right? And you glue your foot to the floor. So some of you roll on your foot. Some of you are on the outside, some of you are the inside. So do I need to come and take a nail and hammer it through the center of your foot so you don't roll your foot? Okay, well then don't ask me to remind you again, right? You have to remember certain things. Excellent. Okay, pull on that left foot a little bit more. Pull on the top of the toe, so I want you to open that arch a little bit. Wonderful. Okay. And let's let that go and rest. So So this time what you're going to do is you're going to come up to sitting. So go ahead and roll to your side, come up to sitting, and sit so the soles of your feet touch. Soles of your feet touch, knees are open. Okay? I know, you guys need every detail. Okay, so we're going to still continue with the left foot. So you're going to lean on your right hand next to you with your fingers forward, always. Okay? And then with your left hand, using your index finger, I think it's the best, you're going to get a hold of your big toe. Okay? So left finger with big toe, and you're going to lift your leg and lower it. We've done this before. Now you either can decide to be frozen in your back and stiff as a board, or you can choose to round your back, which would make it easier to lift your foot.
Are we hinging at the hip or at the knee?
Round your back. Yeah, lift your leg. You know what, you're doing it fine, but don't think about straightening your leg. There is no point in straightening your leg. I want you to think about more pulling your toe towards your face. So most of you are hooking your toe so it's out like this, okay? You need to do everything based on what we've done before, right? So if you just slid this foot underneath the other foot, right, and we pulled on the foot like this, you're doing the same thing right now. It's going to feel a little awkward with the left hand, but we'll switch to the right hand. Okay, let's go ahead and change. It'll be easier with the right hand. So take your right hand with your left big toe. Okay, right? So you always want to turn the sole of the foot towards your face, because look at what that does with my knee and my hip. It opens it up. What use is it if you're going to do this? That's not very useful, pulling on your toes like this. Okay? Breathe. Okay, so it's more about the big toe, bending it at the metatarsal and twisting the ankle. It's less about lifting the leg, okay? So you want the knee to start opening, Sandy. No, that's lengthening. So think of the knee dropping down. See me? Opening. This is opening. So it doesn't matter lifting. Forget the idea of lifting. Move on to your second toe, okay? And you're going to just take the second toe now and bend it towards you. Just the second toe. Second toe. Second toe. Not big toe. Second toe by itself. Right? So you have to come, you guys, you got to use your hand to come underneath. Not on top. Right? I'm like this. Right? Some of you are on top like this. Now go to the third toe. Right?
It hurts.
Of course it hurts, because you don't move these toes. That's why we're doing the toes. Right? They become decrepit. I told you that. Okay? And then the first thing to go when they hurt is your breathing. So breathe. Okay, where are we? Third toe? Let's go to the fourth toe. We'll make it easier in a minute. And it's really important to pay attention to which toe hurts. Or toes. And go to the pinky toe. Right, some of these toes don't want to be separated. They don't want to be bent. That's it. Now just try for a minute, because we're going to do a lesson like this in a few weeks. But just try with your right hand to interlace your fingers. You think just lifting the toes hurts? For some people? Always from the bottom. You want to turn the sole of the foot towards your face. For some people, this is really challenging to have. It creates a tremendous amount of space in between the toes. They're not used to it, are they? They've been crammed in shoes. Now can you lift? And breathe. Good, Cheryl. I know, what hurts more, the fingers or the toes? There you go. could you guys? Breathe. Okay. Let it go. Rest on your backs. Now I'm certain there's some awareness in that left foot that wasn't there when we started. Those little toes have woken up. Okay, we're gonna try the same thing on your back for a minute, and then we'll come back up to sitting. So on your back, you're gonna bend both knees this time, bring your feet to standing. So you're gonna place your left ankle on your right thigh or right knee. Excellent. So you're gonna reach down again with your right hand and see if this is a little easier. Let's start with your big toe. Remember, you're always turning the sole of your foot towards your face. You want the whole bottom of your foot to be towards your face. So as you bend that big toe, the knee, that's right, Sandy, the knee opens, right? So if you're not able to do this with the foot, because the knee's tight, the hip's tight, right? So bend it towards your face. Turning, there you go, right? So like Sandy was doing, you push this, you keep thinking of turning. Turning, turning. Right? You want to look at that pretty sole of your foot. So bend the big toe, bend it towards you. Right? So as you bend the big toe, it helps the whole sole move towards you, and then the knee and hip opens. And now go to the second toe. So just the second toe by himself. And then move on to the third toe. Move on to the fourth toe. Right, so, and it's just not bending and then hanging out there. You bend it and let it go, right? It's a movement, right? So you bend it and then straighten it, and bend it and straighten it. And then I guess we go to the pinky toe. Good, so let go for a moment. Take the left ankle down and put it underneath the gap. Reach down with your right hand again. Get a hold of that left foot. See if it comes up a little easier now. If something's opening up in that left hip and ankle more. You can use the right leg to roll the pelvis to the left and come back. Probably your hip flexor. That's usually what gets really tight, and that is connected to your back. So for those of you that don't know that, your hip flexor starts where your quad ends right here, and it actually goes right where your belly button is to the center of your the front side of your spine is what I want to say. That's where the hip flexor attaches. So if you've got lower back stuff, right, then you have hip stuff or vice versa. Okay, let all that go and rest. Okay, we're going to come up to sitting again, but we're going to try this a little differently. Those of you with knee issues, this one you need to be careful with, okay, a little more gingerly. So you're going to side sit. We're going to have the right leg in front and your left leg bent behind, okay? But we're still going to work with turning this foot up. So you're going to work with first your pinky toe. Okay, it's the same idea. So it's opening the front of the foot. You're going to bend the pinky toe towards you, pull on it, right? Getting more and more of the top of the foot to open. And then what happens with the tibia and the fibula here is it rolls out, so your heel starts to roll out instead of being in so much. So it's not like this, right? You're scooping that under. You're opening the top of the foot. Now go to the fourth toe. You pull on them. You can press on them, bend them. Keep on wanting to bring that foot towards your butt. And then go to the third toe. And then go to your second toe. And then the big toe.
Will this help straighten out toes that are broken?
Broken toes, jammed toes, all that kind of stuff. So the big toe is the one that you should feel really along the top of the foot a lot, right? Yeah. And I think as I mentioned last week, if you don't get the top of the foot open here, then what happens is you're incapable of bending this way. So that's what we're doing. The more that we open this way, it lets you bend this way, which means your knee has to come forward. And I'll bring my, just a leg of the skeleton so you can look at what happens in there. It's pretty phenomenal, the joint in here, how much it goes, it like travels back in space as you bend forward like that, right? But if you can't do that in your knee and stuff, right, you get like this and you start to roll out like this and this gets all stiff. So I'll bring a leg to look at. Okay, let's swing now your left leg around to the front, soles of the feet together, and with your right hand again, so soles of the feet, right hand, get a hold of the left big toe, lift and lower the leg again, lean on the left hand, and let's just see how that's feeling now. Nice. Okay, let's let that go. Rest on your backs again. And as you're resting on your backs with your legs long and your arms down by your sides, just notice what's feeling different about this left leg, maybe even the left side of your back, behind the left knee, into your left foot. Certainly, there's a change of sensation occurring in the left foot. So notice what new sensations you're feeling. Okay, roll to your side, come up to sitting again. This time you're going to sit with your right leg long, straight out in front of you. Okay, and then you're going to put your left ankle on your right knee. There you go. And let that knee open up. Right, those of you that keep that knee standing all the time, let that knee flop out to the side. Okay, lean on your left hand, right? Get comfortable, and the right hand is going to work with the toes. So you really don't have to lean on the hand. Yeah, so more, let's more focus on the right hand with the foot. That's it. So start with the big toe, right? And you're wanting, again, the sole of the foot to turn towards your face, right? So the more that that occurs of the left foot, the more the left knee drops down to the side. Right? This is very much like, what is it called? Pigeon, right? If you were going to be in yoga, right? Pigeon, right? Or tree or pigeon, right? So turn the sole of that foot towards you. Work with the big toe. And it's really nice with both Cheryl and Patty are doing. The rest of you guys can do it. I think it's useful to use both hands. I don't think you need to lean on a hand, right? Just work on, you know, turning the sole of that foot. And if you need to help kind of, you know, it's almost like you're doing, working with clay. Think of your foot like clay, right? We're in a pottery class right now. You're going to mold your foot, right? You're turning it, right? How do those bones bend in the top of your foot and push into the sole of your foot, right? In your heel. Like really explore how you can become soft, right? Wherever you sense or feel some kind of rigidity, how can the foot become soft? Right, pliable. And then how does that reflect into the knee and the hip opening, right? Into your back, into your buttocks, into your glutes. But I think the more you think of, like, it's almost like you're kneading, like if you're kneading bread or something, right? It becomes softer. Because our feet can become extremely rigid. Extremely. Some people, I mean, it's just like a big rock down there, right? And if you go and you play with children's feet, right, everything's super soft and bendable. It's almost like they don't have bones in their feet. That's how it should be. Every joint articulating, super soft here in the arch. And this is just something you can play with on your own. So for those of you that are going to be traveling and stuff like that, I encourage you to play with it. Okay, let it go. Let's rest again on your backs. Okay, so one last time, let's go back to bending the right leg, bringing the right foot to standing, rolling your pelvis to the left, and just see how that feels now. How did all this work with the left foot improve or change this movement? Right, because your pelvis is rolling around your left hip joint as well as your right. Excellent. And now bend that left knee out to the side, slide the left foot into the gap, pull it up and see how that is. Excellent. Now stay like this, really pull that foot up, and then walk your right foot to stand on your left thigh and let that knee open up. Remember, that's where we left off, right? And you're going to eventually reach down with the left hand to get a hold of the right foot. And breathe. Okay, and let's let that go and rest again. And again, just take a moment to really sense what's feeling different about that left leg. So some of you really notice, like Sandy, really notice how different that lower leg is right now on your left leg. So different compared to the right. And so, you know, I talked about that we would be doing these lessons that's really working with the lower leg, right? So really notice that. There's something in all this footwork that is really affecting the lower leg, which is going to really free up your knee and hip. Okay, so let's go to the, it's so dramatic on you. Let's go to the left side. So bend your left knee, bring the left foot to standing. So this is our beginning position. You're going to push that left foot into the floor and roll your pelvis to the right. And just seeing how this feels this morning. Excellent. Then bend the right knee out to the side. Slide it in the gap. See how that is. Reach down for the top of the foot. Pull it up a little bit. So you just start to introduce and prepare this right foot for the same stuff we did right on the left side. So you can push the left foot into the floor and roll the pelvis a little bit to the right. That helps open the hip a little bit. Excellent. Okay. Let's let that go. Rest for a minute. Okay, you're going to come up to sitting, soles of your feet together. So you're going to start with your right hand with your right foot, which feels a little awkward. Okay? So you're going to lift it and bend those toes. That's better, Sandy. There you go. Lean on the left hand. I know it feels a little awkward with doing this with the right hand, and then it feels much more natural when we change hands. Okay, go ahead and change hands. See what it's like with the left hand to get a hold of the right foot, right? And you're continuously kind of lifting and twisting, right? It's this twisting movement of you're introducing to yourself the sole of the right foot turning towards your face, right? So the requirement, feel what the requirement is for the right knee and the right side of the glute and the hip, right? That knee, so if the knee doesn't want to fall open, right, the foot's not going to open. They all kind of talk to each other. Okay, let it go and rest on your back. Okay, staying on your back, you're going to come to the position of bending both knees, bringing both feet to standing. And then you're going to introduce your right ankle onto your left knee, right? And you're going to reach down with that left hand, and you're going to start to bend that big toe, right? So you bend it and straighten it, bend it and straighten it. And as you bend, so when you bend, you're thinking of turning again the whole sole of the foot towards your face. Right? There's another way to bend that big toe where you don't do that. So you really need to be conscious that the sole of your foot turns towards your face. See, if you're just pulling on the top of the toe, that's no good, right? You want to bend like that, okay? Yeah. So don't, you know, some of you are going to make things worse. Think the sole of the foot, right? So if you want to, jump to your pinky toe. Right, but some of you are pulling on your big toe that's actually going the other way. You're pulling it down, which is going against from the sole of the foot turning towards your face. Right? Figure out the bending of the big toe that encourages coming towards your face. That's it, Cheryl. I'm thinking I spoon feed you guys too much. Seriously, like, you know, use your brain a little bit. If I say turn the sole of your foot towards your face, then you figure out what that means with your toes, right? Sorry, Patty. And then you feel what that means for the top of the arch. And then you feel what that means for the sole of the foot, the middle of the arch of the foot, right? The heel. And then you feel what's happening in your right knee as you do this. Can you feel how it starts to move away from you? Can you feel the twist of the tibia and fibula in the lower leg? Right? Right, so that's better, Corinne. It's like there's a twist, right? There's a twist and a bend involved, right? So you gotta figure that out. Okay, let that foot go and let it come under the gap and get a hold of it again. Pull it up towards your butt and just work those toes a little bit more, right? So there's pushing, there's pulling, there's twisting. Right, the more that you combine those movements, pushing, pulling, twisting, softening, you're kneading your foot, right? It's going to turn into clay, nice and soft, so you can mold it. And usually I'm going to say it's the third and fourth toe. If you've got knee issues, those toes are the ones that are quite painful or can be. Excellent. Okay, let's take a break. Straighten your legs, rest on your back. And it can be sore, you know, on the tops of the toes right now from all that bending and twisting. Okay, let's come up to sitting, and you're going to sit with your left leg long so that you can put your right ankle on your left thigh, right? And again, I would encourage you to use both hands in this position, right? So find a way that you can sit like this, and again, you're turning the sole of the foot towards your face, right? So you're working with the arch. Work with your heel a little bit. Right? Work with the top of the foot. And so each of the pads of the toes continue to turn towards your face. And these, I mentioned last week, right? The big joint here is the metatarsal. It's not, some of you are ending up doing this, which just doesn't do anything, right? You really want to get in here where that big joint is and bend it, right? And feel how it can bend. So it's almost like you're going to bring the toe all the way to touch your foot, right? And then you can twist them a little bit. Play with twisting them, right? You're softening them. And then what do you do in the arch here, right? Have you guys ever kneaded dough, bread? It's hard work, isn't it?
It is.
It's really hard. Right, if you think about, you know, before we had so many machines and stuff like that, that's why people stayed so healthy and so functional. Just kneading bread, what that required in one's hands and joints and stuff like that, kept them really flexible hands. There's always something negative about having so much machinery around us.
I would agree.
You can, excellent idea, Sandy. Thank you for reminding me. Interlace your fingers, right? And again, that can be a little challenging. Some of these toes, some people's toes, you know, cross each other. Have you ever seen where somebody's got one toe literally lifted and over the top of other? So when you create that space for the fingers, it's like, holy moly, you know? It's like, ooh, for some people. You know, those toes aren't used to having that space. And then you can even lift the leg with that, having your hand, that's it. But more and more you want to get that hip and knee to open up. Excellent. Now let's try from that position, just staying in sitting. Okay, you're going to bend the left leg behind, or sorry, the right leg behind, excuse me, and bend the left leg in front of you. So you do side sitting. So bend the left knee in front. That's it, Sandy. That's it. Again, any of you that have had a knee surgery, you're real cautious with this position. Okay? And then you're going to work with the top of that foot again, right? And again, bending the toes at those metatarsals, thinking of the heel. The right heel is going to move away from you, right? That's it, Corinne. And you can even take the calf and you start to twist it a little bit. This is where the tibia and the fibula are. I know, right? Hello, fibula head. Right? Remember when I talked about how it can get really stuck in there? Right? There's so much to be said for this lower leg. You know, in getting that calf out.
get in there.
Yep, so you need to let all that there come out so it's not underneath this part so much. So move it out a little bit like this. Ooh. So you can get this to turn. There you go. That's it. Nice, Patty. Beautiful. Nice, Sandy. Yeah. Right? You're probably feeling things bend and move that you didn't think were possible. And I think that's especially true in the lower leg. Excellent. Okay, let's take a break. Go ahead and rest on your backs. I think most people just are not aware. Very much like our forearms. I just think the forearm and the lower leg are just kind of like whatever, you know, right? Because we think of our hips so much and the upper thigh, right, and the femur. And then it's the shoulder, right? So many injuries. And we always are paying attention to those one bones. But the lower extremity seems to not have as much attention, we'll say. Okay, so let's go back one more time to bending your left knee, bringing up to standing right. And you're going to slide that right foot in the gap, right? You're going to pull that foot up and keep twisting those toes. And you're going to use your left foot to roll you a little bit more to the right and just see if, you know, you're almost able to sit on that foot now, right? Can you put your butt cheek into the sole of your right foot? They fit perfectly. You can put your heel, it's amazing, right? Your butt cheek fits perfectly there. It's amazing, right? So once you're like that, then you're gonna take the left foot and stand it on top of your right thigh. You're gonna let that left knee open, reach down with your right hand, and start to twist the left sole of your foot towards your face and let that knee open up, right? So we're gonna get that knee to open up. So walk the left foot onto the right thigh.
I'm thinking about it. Thank you.
Right? You're starting to butterfly. Beautiful, Patty. Excellent, you guys. Sandy, can you get a hold of the big toe and just turn it towards you? There. That'll help. Just think of that twist. That'll let the knee drop open. That's it. There you go. Yeah. And you're breathing. Okay, excellent. Let's let all that go. Go ahead and lengthen your legs. Have them long on the floor. Your arms down by your side. And just again, notice what's different. Feel what's different now. Especially in that lower leg, down to your feet. For some of you, it's really dramatic, which is a really nice, good thing. Go ahead and roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. And notice the quality of rolling your head now. How that's feeling. And as you're rolling your head, notice your breath and your breathing. And becoming aware of any other parts of yourself that have softened from this lesson. That let go. We store a lot of stuff in our feet, and as we begin to get the feet and the toes more mobile, it allows other parts where we're holding to free up. Could be a shoulder, could be somewhere in your back or your pelvis, your sacrum. So again, just notice what's standing out for you that's significant and that feels really different to you now from this lesson? And then taking your time, you're going to roll to a side, come to sitting. Feel free to pause on your side if you need to, and then eventually coming to standing to see how these feet and toes feel in standing. But just not your feet and your toes, but how your legs, the sense of your whole self feels once you come to standing.